much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
It's back. It's here. I don't know if it's better than ever. It might be worse than ever, but maybe it's better than ever. We have no clue. Maybe it is.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Kyle Fronten started a petition after realizing the plural of phoenix is phoenixes, which sounds pretty similar to a part of the male anatomy.
Okay, so we have a new sponsor, Barbara's Beauty Salon and Pig Slaughter.
Come on down to Barbara's Beauty Salon and Pig Slaughter. Go hog wild for a $12 cut and curl. Tell them Tig sent you and we'll throw in a free ham and mayo sandwich. I mean, how desperate are we for sponsors?
You know, they were actually a pretty big get. People love that place.
And now...
No one informed me that this program was happening today, so I didn't prepare any words.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen show. It is Tuesday, the 14th of January.
Mm-hmm.
Jensen, how's your life changed since winning the soft off yesterday? I assume you can't go anywhere.
Well, the parade was much. Uh-huh. I didn't expect to have to do that all day.
Yeah.
I've had to visit hospitals.
Have you already? Wow.
A lot of children, a lot of sick kids want to touch the hands. And
they find them healing?
I can't say that myself.
Right.
But everyone else is saying
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'll allow other
people. You're hearing it?
Right. I'm allowed to hear it, but I don't know if I'm allowed to say it.
And did you get the key to the city? Was that yesterday or is it
today? No, I think that's later in the week.
Later in the week. Okay.
I did receive everyone's garage door opener. So it's not a key to the city, per se, but I'm allowed to open any of your garages with just the same clicker.
Yeah. That seems better.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. I have a lot of stuff for Christmas, is what I'm saying.
Wow.
At least decorations.
Mm-hmm. People stop you every 5 feet, I assume.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people just say, put them up, and I have to just put my hands up.
Okay.
So it's more of like a call and response
thing. Just to look at, though, because you don't really...
Oh,
you don't want to touch people.
I can't. Unless you're a sick kid, then I'll allow it. But as far as being out in amongst the regulars, which is what my hands and I are calling it now... I don't want to even be near someone like a Dave right now because my hands are like, what are those? Like, what is that? Is he a reptile? Like, my hands don't even know what a
my hands reject you.
What a crustacean would feel like. Mm, you know what I mean?
Sure.
And so that's more. I mean, Dave is like his hands are like a shrimp,
right?
With the tail on it.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
I am
very
like
true.
A shrimp with the tail removed. If that makes any sense.
Sure.
Softness, it's just a different feel to it.
Yeah.
Do you have sponsorships going or
well,
how's that working out?
I've been working on Isotoner.
Oh,
it's kind of an ironic sponsor because I don't need to wear
Who
them.
Needs a glove?
Right. So it's like, if you need a glove, wear an Isotoner. It's me, but I'm like, I don't need a glove. That's the second part.
That's the second part. You need to work on the second part.
they love it. So I'm working on that deal.
And okay.
No lotion deals?
No lotion deals. No. Because, again, I want people to understand that this is my normal, feel.
Okay.
This is what I normally give off every day.
Right.
So I'm sort of looking towards branching out.
Do you not lotion it up?
I don't.
Really?
No.
I like the sound of that.
No. I don't even put any... I genuinely, this is my normal feels.
After you wash your hands, they don't get dry, and you need lotion to replenish
some
moisture?
No, I just use a towel. That would be a good sponsor, too, towels.
Towels.
Yeah. But like,
I'm sure you'll be contacted all week for that kind of sponsorship.
Yeah, I had to get my own hand agent.
I was going to say, different management.
Different management. These are just for my hands.
Yeah.
I'm thrilled. This is really, it's really changed my life.
It does seem like it's better than we ever expected, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's been a whirlwind.
Yeah.
Sure.
Are you going to have someone type for you? Because should your hands be touching a keyboard?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, it's something I've been doing forever,
typing. Right.
And so I'm just going to stay with my normal, I'm a regular guy.
I
don't think you are anymore.
Well,
though.
I mean, again, something I can't say.
You're a special person.
You can say it. I've been hearing it.
Right.
So, like, you can say it. I can't say it. But, like, yes, I'm just like you guys, just with the softest hands in America.
Between four coworkers.
In America.
A lot of people are saying America.
A lot of people.
That's
it. Again, I said it this time. But a lot of people also are saying it.
Well, we had a late entry yesterday. Mm-hmm. Karina, of course, our HR lovely woman.
Yes.
After the contest, the tournament, the championship round, she went back up to her office And Sergio from finance was like, feel my hands. And she's like,
irrelevant.
I don't want to, but okay.
The championship has already been decided.
Right.
He can join next year.
She said his hands were unbelievable. And she thinks maybe we open it up company-wide.
I mean, listen, I will be willing to put my championship on the line 100% on people who think they have super soft hands. I'm just letting them know, again, I'm representing an entire nation right now, and I have a responsibility. So I'm going to take it serious.
Okay, it's Sergio in accounting. I'm sorry, I said finance. I don't want Sergio in finance.
Right, to think he has soft hands.
Oh no, now I have to really step up.
No.
No, it's Sergio in accounting.
Listen, I'll take Sergio in accounting on. I'll take whoever on. You know what I mean? Like, sure, I'm a working champion.
Okay. Wow. Do you get a time to rest before you have to go right back into competition?
No, I think I could pretty much go out there and do my thing. I mean, I really just, again, it's about just putting my hands up. So it's not a whole lot of physicality, but it is mentally I have to be there. But again, hands up.
You have giant security guards, I assume, four or five at a time?
No, I've been thinking about just wearing boxing gloves. Just all the time. That's really the only security I need.
Please do that.
Large gloves. And then just making sure that, again, I don't touch anything that has a grip or anything that really could rough it up.
I don't think any of us saw what a miracle this would be for you.
I mean,
life-changing.
It just happened yesterday, and it's crazy.
Again,
are you invited to the White House?
No, I would reject.
Okay.
I guess I'm a Steph Curry of hands. what I would say is, as far as the best days of my life, I'm going to be honest with you guys. Okay, there's obviously my wedding.
Yeah.
Great day. Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I would put the birth of my son.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's hard for me not to at least acknowledge that the day I was crowned softest hands is possibly the greatest day of my life.
It jumped over both those.
I mean, maybe a tie amongst the three, but definitely in the mix.
Tell them it's a tie if they ask.
Yes.
But we all know.
Again, something I'm hearing, something I can't say.
Yeah, sure.
Are you back to holding your son?
Not yet.
Okay.
But that's just because...
Can you hire a holder?
Well... I think that would probably be a little much. I think that I don't want to see the resumes for the baby holder.
All right.
But yeah, I mean, eventually I'll get back in the mix. And he loves it.
Very
you know
exciting.
What I mean? He thinks it's like a lily pad.
No, he doesn't.
Me holding it.
No, I talk to him.
Is this a lily pad?
He doesn't even talk. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I did make that up. Yeah. But everything else is real.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I don't know where to go from here. But
thank you.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we? we have animal stories on the show today.
Excellent.
We have Jensen's Rank Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
We're going to talk to Stryker and Klein. I don't know if you've been following the drama here at K-Rock, but Coldplay's coming in on Friday.
Yeah.
I mean, we've given away tickets. We've hyped it up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we had a run-through last week.
Mm-hmm.
And then that got pushed. No?
Oh, yeah. We didn't have a run-through.
That got pushed because it wasn't ready yet.
Mm-hmm. And that was being played by a No Doubt cover band.
Yes.
We were going to have a pretty cool run-through.
And then we had a run through today that was scheduled, just sort of make sure everything works and we're ready for such a big day. And then today got canceled.
Oh.
Hmm.
So Stryker and Klein are the ones that are hosting. So we need to find out, like, do you have a backup plan?
Yeah.
Because when we take on a job as hosts, we know that we're responsible for a lot of what goes down. You're helping produce it.
Correct. Yeah.
So good luck.
It's important.
Wow. Yeah. So Stryker's house, possibly.
Oh, good one.
I mean, really, probably so.
Okay.
Yeah. You got something expensive and you quickly ruined it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
This always makes me laugh, and I've done it as well.
Yeah.
And Matt Money Smith talks to us about the Houston Astros.
Yes.
What a disaster dumpster fire that team
is. It's not good.
So that's coming up this morning. We'll take a break. We will come back with what's happening.
This is Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. Carol Q.
And it is 5:51 and time for our first look at what's happening. Here's Ali.
Kevin, do you remember, it was close to when Jensen first started, where we started finding out some idiosyncrasies of his.
He's kind of a weirdo.
Yeah, he won't eat Cheetos with his fingers because the residual orange dust.
He says he can never get rid of the residue.
Yes.
I mean, yes, there's now white Cheetos, which is really quite a savior in my life.
Okay.
But I don't like having the cheddar of orange on my fingers. I think that it sticks around for more than a day.
And he said, do you use chopsticks?
I have used chopsticks.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then people were sending in links to these little, finger holders that
I still get those links sent to me all the time. Yeah.
Well, I just want you to know that we now have a name for that dusty cheese byproduct.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it has now been named, and this is from a press release from Frito-Lay.
Oh, okay.
So you know it's official.
Right.
That dust, sometimes described as Cheeto fingers, has an official term.
Good.
Cheetle. Cheetle is defined as the orange and red dust symbolic of true Cheetos fandom.
That's strangely unsatisfying.
You want to use it in a sentence? For example, the word Cheetle could be used thusly. My hands have Cheetle on them. Oh, that's a great Frito-Lay.
Good job, Webster's.
Or did you stain my shirt with Cheetle? Somebody went into, you know, overdrive with this Frito-Lay.
Like Don Cheetle.
Yes, but it's spelled C-H-E-E-T-L-E.
Right.
Yeah, I still like Cheeto dust.
Cheeto dust makes more sense, or chust.
Yes.
I will, I don't love the name, but I love anything moving the, you know, pushing the movement further.
To celebrate this newly coined term, Cheetos is rolling out a new product, you guys. Ready-to-eat popcorn that's been infused with Cheetle. The popcorn is going to be available nationwide in both cheddar and flaming hot.
Oh, I may need to eat that.
I would eat it,
That sounds so good.
I'd have it. I'd eat it with, you know, like, well, that
little
that
gloves.
You could pour. No, I could pour that.
I feel like it's a tub.
Yeah.
It's probably...
Still...
He I can still pour from a tub,
Most on your face?
Yes.
Yeah. Good times, you guys. I'm really glad we got to the bottom of this.
Yeah, but, that's great. Why would they name it something so lame?
I don't know. I mean, this was obviously just to put out
press
the release that they're going to do cheddar and flaming hot popcorn.
Sure.
But Cheetle. Yeah. Come on.
I truly am. I mean, I know people think I'm doing a bit, but I really am surprised people are fine with all that stuff on their fingers.
Yeah, because it washes off.
It doesn't
Jensen.
As
you
easy.
Claim
it does
that
eventually.
It,
it does eventually, but you got to soap it up. It's like a thing.
Oh, you have to use soap when you wash your hands?
No, I mean, really. Hey, listen, don't talk to me. I'm fine with hands.
Next, you're going to tell me water.
I'm fine with hands. What I mean is, as far as really clean, you have to really make a process of cleaning your hands for one food. That's not, it's like very strange.
Man, it would be really hard to live if I were you.
Yes.
Very real. I wish
man,
it was fake.
Oh, man.
I wish it was fake.
Man, that would suck.
I do wish this was a bit.
Get this week's dog out of here.
Guys, Harvey Weinstein, sex assault case in New York City.
Canceled.
There was a potential juror that is actually still there. You might know her as supermodel Gigi Hadid. She, along with 119 other prospective panelists, were asked different questions. She had to admit to meeting the defendant, Harvey Weinstein, and she was asked, do you think you could be a fair and impartial juror in the case? To which I would reply, oh, hell no, I couldn't. And then I'm told I have to leave.
Right.
Gigi is a better person than me. She responded with her truth, which was yes. The judge then read a list of more than 80 names of potential witnesses, and Hadid had to admit that she had met one of them, Salma Hayek. The judge questioned whether that would interfere with her ability to be fair, to which I would respond, oh, hell yeah, it would. And then they would release me, and I'd
but
go
see,
back to my day.
You wouldn't end up on the jury either.
That's exactly my point.
Yep.
To which Gigi is a better person than I am and revealed her truth, which was, I think I'm still able to keep an open mind about the facts. After dozens of jurors were dismissed, Hadid remained behind to fill out the questionnaire.
Wow.
She was ordered to return next week to join other pre-screen panelists, from which 12 jurors and 6 alternates will be selected. You guys, she might be on the jury.
That's completely random, right? That's so strange.
Oh, yeah.
So strange.
Yeah. I mean, I know we used to talk about being on juries a lot because we had a deceased member who loved being on juries. But it sounds more rewarding now. Like, I would love to be on the Harvey Weinstein jury. And I feel like
I
would go in.
You can't pick the case. That's the problem. You can't
pick
the case.
Because then you're in there just doing, like, a jaywalking thing.
Yeah.
And you'd be there for so long.
So long.
Making, like, $2 a day.
Yeah, it's awful. But you're helping, you know, helping community.
Are you?
I don't know. I made that up. I just felt like people are listening, and we shouldn't
tell people not
to be in juries. Yeah.
No, I think you should obviously show up for jury duty, but then do anything you can to get out of it once you're there.
Oh, I see. So that's both things.
Yeah.
I see.
So
those are some great suggestions.
You did the bare minimum.
Mm-hmm. Right. I do think now they're catching on to that stuff where you're like, my dad's a cop. And they're like, what's his name? And you're like, Steve. Like, you don't have an answer or whatever. Yeah.
They've
like,
heard everything.
They've heard
everything.
They don't put up with it either.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
The last time I did jury duty, every single person that was like, I don't think I can, because they're like, nope, sit back down. Nope, sit back down. Every single person. I was like, my ears don't work. They're like, sit down.
You
like,
said
okay.
What?
You said, no,
okay.
I said, okay, and I sat down.
Your fault. Your fault.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. Guys, I got bad news, and I'm sorry I have to bring it to you this early. If you didn't hear yesterday, Abby Huntsman is saying goodbye to The View after two seasons on the daytime talk show.
We still have to come into work?
Yeah,
it's
I know.
Terribly
we should
sad.
Be, we should be a nation in
I don't
the
even know who she is.
I don't
she's,
either.
Also, she's the pretty young brunette that sits towards the left.
Also, I'm not positive that I've ever seen The View.
Yeah.
Really?
No interest.
I think it's been on like 70 years.
Yes.
But she was considered one of the conservatives on the show, her and Meghan McCain. And her and Meghan McCain were very good friends at one point. Mm. Apparently, there's a little bit of an issue there. But anyway, long story short, she's gone. She's going to help her father, John Huntsman Jr., campaign for not re-election, but he's running for governor of Utah again. Mm-hmm. So she's moving back to Utah. So,
all right.
Not having to sit with Joy, Whoopi, and Megan.
I'm screaming.
That show is still extremely relevant.
Is it?
And I like, think extremely very, popular still.
Yeah, it gets in the news almost once a week, like as far as like a fight or some
and
sort of...
And none of that has made me ever want to even watch it for a second.
No. But there hasn't been a show on that long that still gets in the news that consistently.
Yeah.
Except for Jeopardy!
Oh, thank you for bringing up Jeopardy. Tonight, Kevin.
Yes.
We resume the greatest of all time championship.
Come on, buddy. Three straight.
His name is Brad.
Brad.
Mm-hmm. You could call him buddy, though. Yeah. Absolutely. Ken Jennings could win it all tonight. Best to three. He's got two. James Holzhauer has one. Brad / buddy, zero. Come on, buddy.
You can do it, buddy.
You can do it.
You said he's not only not been close, but he's been in the negatives at times.
At one game, he couldn't even play in Final Jeopardy because he didn't have any money to wager. It's astounding to me. I don't know how it's happening.
But, I mean, I relate most to him.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, I'm sure people that are watching are like, he's one of us.
I watched last night. I got, I would say, maybe 20 answers correct last night.
That's good.
Out of how many?
Because
it
was a normal Jeopardy game.
Right.
But these games with the tournament, two. And I'm like, I guessed.
Right.
It's just, whoa, their brains are on a whole different level. I mean, not Brad Buddy.
Right.
I don't know what happened
to him.
Two. He's a little bit us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some birthdays for you. Steven Soderbergh, LL Cool J, Slick Rick, Jason Bateman, Carl Weathers, and one of the greatest men to ever walk the face of the earth. You might know him as the drummer of Nirvana or the singer-guitarist of the Foo Fighters. Mm. Mr. Dave Grohl, what a gift to humanity.
He's an amazing dude.
Amazing dude. Probably barbecuing something right now. I'd guarantee it. He's like, gotta put something on the grill. Just slow cooking away. Oh, Dave Grohl, happy birthday.
Coming up in about a half hour, animal stories.
Mm-hmm.
But first, Jensen.
That's right. It is my turn to bring you Jensen's Rank Bank.
It's the Rank Bank, and we're gonna count it down. Who will be the winner? Who will be the best around? The Rank Bank is on the air.
Rank Bank.
And we know Kevin doesn't have a prayer. So join us for the fun. What will be number one? So Jensen, let us know. Come on, let's get it done. The Rank Bank is on the air.
Guys, so I'm going to give you a topic, and you guys are going to give me what you think people voted into the top 10. Okay, in this case, it's from Ranker, and there are over 177,000 votes.
These are what? These are the best?
You ready?
Yeah.
Jesus, jumpy over there.
What's it about?
No, I'm just trying to clarify.
What are we
What's
doing?
The topic?
It is the best Saturday Night Live characters of all time.
Yeah!
Characters or cast members?
Characters. This is the top SNL. You know, you understand that the actors go on and they play characters that are like reoccurring.
Right.
And that's what we're talking
not
about.
Not the actual actors, Allie.
Mm-hmm.
The characters that they play on
Got
a
it.
Show.
Got it.
Okay.
Got it.
So,
I like when Mug slows it down.
Again, the top characters in SNL history, 177,000 votes on Ranker.com. Let's start with our pal, Kevin.
Let's see, top characters. All right, I would say that character that Alec Baldwin played when he called his daughter a rude, thoughtless little pig. Because that seemed incredibly rude to
actually,
me.
Actually, that's not a character. That was what? That was actually Alec Baldwin. Yeah,
it yeah,
was, that
on was Saturday Night.
Not a character, oh. No. Allie, moving on to you.
I am going to go with Chris Farley talking about how you live in a van down by the river on a steady diet of government cheese.
What's Matt the, Foley, yeah. number, you didn't even know his number name, one.
Who cares? I will shut take, up. I just quoted something.
I will take descriptions.
Thank you.
I will take descriptions. Matt Foley is the number one top yeah. SNL character of all time, as voted on by Ranker visitors. That's a pretty good pick, Allie.
Are you able to continue through your tears, Muggs? Good Lord.
Muggs, it's your turn.
Mango.
Mango say no.
Mango, not in the top 10.
Oh, really?
Not in the top 10. Mango ended up in the 40s, 30s? Yes, 30s. Sorry, bud. Okay. Kevin, again, your turn.
Those two dudes that did the Weekend update, Colin... Jost, is that one of their names? And then they did that skit where they hosted an award show, and it went on forever.
I'm confused that Kevin doesn't know
good
the difference
Lord,
between
this is oh, going on long.
Characters and the actual people that are involved. No, that was incorrect. Mm-hmm. The top 100 on here, but I'm looking for the top 10 SNL characters of all time. Let's move on to Allie.
What about, and will anyone even remember this, but... They were here to pump you up. Hans and Franz.
Hans and Franz, not on the list.
Sweet. That's
Sorry.
Crazy.
Okay. Not on the list. Moving on to Muggs.
I'm gonna catch up with this one.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Brian Fellows, Safari Planet. Brian Fellows.
Brian Fellows, not on the list.
Why does your goat hate this list?
If this was me, I 100% would have had him on the list.
That's
him.
A snapping turtle.
But it is not on this Ranker list. Kevin, moving on, back to you.
That skit where Sinead O'Connor tore up a picture of the
oh,
Pope.
Oh, good Lord. Kevin. No,
that was not, crazy. Not I was surprised they went that far.
Not a character. Actual Sinead O'Connor performing. Allie, your turn.
My cat has feline AIDS. Womp, womp. Debbie mother effing Downer.
Debbie Downer. Not
oh
on the list.
Gosh.
Okay.
That, how is that possible?
Debbie Downer is
this
number
is
19, just
okay.
so you know.
Okay. This is insane.
All right.
I mean, why didn't I think of this earlier?
Mm-hmm.
But Bill Swirsky and his Chicago Bears fan club.
This is not on the list.
All right, I quit.
The fact that you even knew the name, though, should give you credit. Kevin? We'll do another round or two.
That character that Ashley Simpson's played when she went out and she was like doing a little
jig.
It was like
yeah.
a fake lip sync
oh,
thing where the music
adorable.
Was completely
not
off of her about what?
Not a character truly lip syncing. Ashley Simpson performing.
This is insane.
Allie, top 10 SNL characters of all time.
Toodaloop, toodaloop, toodaloop. Wayne's World, party on, excellent.
I'm going to need a little more detail.
Wayne's
what?
World. Are you kidding?
I just need... More? No, it's not that. Remember, we are talking about the top 100 characters of all time on SNL.
Oh, you need
Wayne and Garth.
Well, maybe give me one.
She just
what
did.
What is happening?
Give you one
you gave me two names.
Wayne.
All right. Wayne Campbell is number
okay.
three
but not
on the
Garth.
List of top 100 right. SNL characters.
I'm very confused
you
by that
one. Yeah. You now have two. You now have two,
yeah, I have two.
Okay. All right.
This is going to be hard because I don't know their names, but the Night at the Roxbury dudes...
Night at the Roxbury dudes, not on the list.
Oh,
not
a
on the
terrible
list.
List.
See, I would have gone Garth since Wayne was on it.
We now are in the final. That would have been smart for the record.
Garth.
We're now in the final round.
Garth.
We're now in the final round. I think Allie has this locked up already.
Yeah.
But let's go to Kevin. Let's see what goes.
The
down.
Best of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Fire Marshal Bill.
That's different.
That? An In Living Sucky. Color. That was on In Living Color. It was not. Not on SNL.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a completely
what?
Different show. That was In Living Color.
Yeah.
Allie?
I've got, like, I keep thinking of, like, okay, I love the cheerleaders, but they wouldn't be on the list. Ooh, I'm a wild and crazy guy. Would he be on the list? I don't know if it's that great, but then I also think Harry, and I love Gilly.
Right.
Would Gilly be on the list?
Gilly's not on the
oh,
list.
That's a crazy list.
You're still Sherry. A winner. I'm going to be honest
do
with you.
Do we only have two?
I'm going to read them to you,
okay.
and you're going to be like, it's not that crazy.
Okay.
You just are missing a lot.
Oh, that okay. sucks.
Muggs.
Ladies, man.
The ladies' man is not on the list.
Will Ferrell is Alex Trebek?
Hold on. Congratulations, Allie. You're the winner.
Okay, thanks. Okay.
Let's go to number 20. Let's do some runners-up, right?
Okay.
The Wild and Crazy Guys were number 20.
Okay.
Debbie Downer, you did get at 19. The Chippendales Auditions Dancers at 18.
That was one sketch.
Yeah, that's still
good. Patrick Swayze.
Still famous. Still good. George Bush at 17. That was Dana Carvey's character.
Oh, my God. Could it be Satan? How did we forget Dana Carvey?
All right. 16, Burt Reynolds, Norm MacDonald playing him. 15, The Cowbell, Christopher Walken.
Of course.
That's Bruce Dickinson.
That's a sketch, though.
Still a character. 14, Elwood Blues by Dan Aykroyd. 13, George W. Bush, Will Ferrell. Getting in the top 20 twice, George W. Bush. Number 12, Mr. Robinson, Eddie Murphy, which I am shocked no Eddie Murphy's came up here. 11, Gilda Radner's Rosanna Dadana.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
10, I think probably the most famous SNL character of modern day, Sarah Palin. The Tina Fey character. All right. 9, Jake Blues, the John Belushi Blues brother. 8 was Garth Alkar Alone by Dana Carvey.
Oh, Muggsy.
7, I am shocked you guys didn't get Stefan.
Stefan!
Stefan, number 7.
We're so dumb.
6, Buckwheat, Eddie Murphy. It's a biggie. Okay. Number 5 was The Cheerleaders.
Oh, no!
You would have got that one. Number 4 was Alex Trebek, which you just said.
No!
Will Ferrell. Number 3, you did get Wayne Campbell, Mike Myers' character. Number 2, you just brought up the
Could
church.
Could it be Satan? The
church
lady
was number 2, Dana Carvey. And number 1, Matt Foley. So congratulations,
Garth Elgar.
Nope, it's too late now, Muggs. Too late now. But that was Jensen's Rank Bank.
That was so much fun, and now we're done. The Rank Bank is off the air.
Rank Bank.
It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen.
LA and OC's alternative rock.
It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. We've got animal stories coming up just after the top of the hour. Plus, we're going to talk to Stryker and Klein about the big Coldplay thing this weekend.
They have a lot on their backs.
They do.
This is a lot of pressure, a lot of responsibility, and we're here to ask them, are you taking it serious?
Correct, yes.
Are they in the sound space right now, hammering?
Hammering, probably.
Drilling?
Probably.
Doing
I think everybody that can is down there working on it. Yeah.
Good.
So, cool. Still not going to be ready, but it's a good effort. First, though, Allie's here. What's happening?
Well, what's happening is our friend Brad Williams and his lovely wife, Jasmine, they are parents to a baby girl.
Good job, Brad.
She arrived yesterday at 1:09 p.m., weighing in at 7 pounds, 13 ounces, 19 inches long, almost taller than Brad already. And he posted a picture of her and wrote, "And then life mattered. Elway Williams is here. Mom and baby are both doing great. We are already so proud." So happy birthday yesterday. First of all, it was Brad's birthday yesterday.
I know.
Yes.
And his baby.
He had clued us in on the name. He had told us when he was here that he named him Elway. And then a couple weeks ago, I saw pictures of him and John Elway.
He played John Elway's Christmas party.
So I texted him. I said, did John Elway like the big news? And he said he loved it.
He's already responded to him in text.
Really?
So him and John Elway...
Friends now.
...are like best friends.
Crazy.
It's insane.
That's so weird.
A dude from Colorado that loves the Broncos so very much...
Yeah.
...is basically living his best life right now.
Yep.
And he's probably awake right now because you're never going to sleep again.
It's over, buddy. I did write on his Instagram. Cool. I said, hey, let me know if it gets fun.
Jensen. Good Lord.
See what he writes. Yeah.
Congrats to Brad. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Kevin Mornings, which is our Twitter handle, at Kevin Mornings, also on Instagram as well, wound up tweeting out the congratulations. And he wrote, it's kind of because you guys this even happened. So
I guess it's
I
us.
I don't know. I guess Let's you guys put Brad on that swinger site. So.
That's high praise.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't know what he means by it, but.
Maybe it's because.
He's
because
famous?
Because Kevin and Bean
right.
were such a big part of him
well, I think
becoming...
He got his big shot at foolishness.
Right.
Yes.
And kill.
Yes.
Yeah.
And from that point on, his life was just crazy. I assume that's what he's referring to. But that was a long time ago.
Or one of you got Jasmine pregnant.
I didn't want to say anything, but... Brad wasn't getting it done.
Kev dog getting in there.
Please call now.
If any of you know what Brad's situation...
Nope, don't do it.
Okay.
No,
we don't
right
need calls
now.
For that.
Okay.
Guys, rumors are a-swirling. Billie Eilish on her Instagram stories. If you go right now, you're going to be like, wait, why is she just posting pictures of Bond actresses? Like, ladies from the James Bond movies. Oh, it could obviously only mean one thing. She's going to sing the theme for the next Bond movie, right?
That's what I would guess. Yeah, of course.
Well, I like that idea.
I like that idea. I think it's great. Except last week, a picture from the Golden Globes. One, Beyonce Knowles leaning in to drink a martini. And you know who drinks martinis, y'all. James Mother Effin' Bond.
Hey, queen.
So, do with it what you will. I'm doing a little bit of...
Wait, hold on. You're saying what? Because she had a martini?
Because she was leaning into the table with just her face and the martini... A lot like the picture of her with the lemon right before lemonade came out. Case closed. Good night.
So you're saying that's more
sidebar.
Proof.
Sidebar.
Wait, sidebar? More,
I'm just naming legal terms.
Okay. You're saying there's more proof in that she was drinking than Billie Eilish posting pictures of all of the...
No. I'm saying let's put two and two together.
And come up with eight?
And come up with a duet.
I'm screaming.
Wait, hold on.
Your mind is a miracle today.
Okay, I was with you on Billie Eilish. I was like, okay, she's posting pictures of bonds.
Right.
Yes, cryptic.
That makes sense.
Got it.
Yes.
Then the other one you have is that a camera picked her up leaning down.
No, it's a picture she posted.
Okay.
She
from
posted.
From the Golden Globes.
From the Golden Globes of her leaning onto the picture, onto the table, onto the martini glass. I mean, people don't drink martinis. They're disgusting.
They're disgusting.
So.
Right. You're the only way
the
she could
only
have,
way that Beyonce would be leaning into that martini is if she was like, listen, I'm going to sing the James Bond theme. And then Billie Eilish is like, oh, I'm going to take pictures of Bond ladies and post them. What if they're doing this in cahoots? Sure, a week apart. But what if.
Why not?
A Beyonce Billie duet. For the new
I like
Bond
the idea.
Thing.
I like
Thank
the idea.
You.
I think
Thank
that you.
You
are wearing a tinfoil hat right now,
oh,
but
sure.
I definitely
sure.
think for sure.
I'll give you $100 if that happens.
That seems low.
Seems
yeah,
way low. I mean, that's.
And you have to pay me one if it doesn't.
Oh, it's 100
to
one.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah,
okay. I like that.
All right.
Yeah, it's probably going to be Billie Eilish, but I'm just saying.
It also could be either of them. I don't know.
Could be either?
Looks like Billie Eilish from
I would guess.
Could be Smash Mouth. Listen, we don't know.
Please don't.
Smash Mouth posted a picture.
Drinking a martini.
They were wearing a tuxedo. And the only time Smash Mouth has ever worn a tuxedo.
During the championship game last night, did you see the commercial for Progressive Insurance?
I did.
They went to a halftime of their commercial. And it was the band singing All Star, and then they came back and finished their commercial.
They were like, and now for halftime of our commercial, and it was Smash Mouth performing.
That's very funny.
And by the way, then they came back.
That's very funny.
What I thought.
They did it also during the football games this past weekend, and it made me Google, because I got really excited that Smash Mouth was doing the halftime of that game, and I was like, no, that's just
that's what I thought, too.
They fooled me.
That's a really great little ad.
It's funny.
What commercial?
Progressive right?
Insurance, I think.
Nice. They're the ones with that little Geico.
Nope,
no,
different
one. Actually, Geico.
Ah, got it. That's one with Flo.
Somebody once told me the world was gonna roll me. I hate the sharpest tool in the shed.
Flo, Progressive.
Different one, yeah.
Yeah, we love her. Kevin, I love that you're like, no, that's actually Geico.
I mean, you said the word Geico.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. Carl Weathers, Jason Bateman, Grant Gustin, LL Cool J, Slick Rick, Steven Soderbergh, and one of the greatest humans of all time, who might be singing the James Bond.
No, there's not. He hasn't even posted anything.
My bad. But he has a birthday today. You know who else has a birthday? James Bond.
It's not James Bond's birthday. It's not his birthday.
Today is the 14th. Add 7 and 7 together. 14. 007. 14. Dave Grohl is the new James Bond.
No. You're making this up.
This rules,
None
you guys. This
real.
Feels good.
You're like Sherlock.
Illuminati.
And the rest of it is like, how does she do it?
What's going on?
Thank you.
No.
I don't know that many.
This is Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. LA and OC's alternative rock. K-Rock.
We're going to talk to Stryker and Klein in a few minutes to find out what their plan is for this Friday with Coldplay.
Mm-hmm.
What could go wrong?
Oh, dear.
I a little behind the curtain here. Mm-hmm. You said you were going to go downstairs the other day and do a video from the construction site.
Yeah, because it was so not finished.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then you said, well, if it's too finished, I'm going to go next door and find like a place that's not finished and make a joke about it.
To make it look funny.
Right. So then I went home, just hanging out, reading Instagram, saw your video, go, oh, I got to watch this. And then I saw it and went, oh, he went to the one next door because it looks like three things have been done. So clearly this is not. And then.
That was actually in the sound space.
Oh,
right.
No.
So I thought
that was the sound space.
That's a nightmare.
Oh, dear.
It's not, how should I say this, anywhere near done?
Okay.
I didn't know you were going to use such professional terms, but yeah, now I get it. Sure, now I get it.
Guys, let's talk about some animals, because animals be crazy.
Maybe a raccoon or a story about a dog. Maybe a baboon or a story about a frog. A story about a cat or a pizza rat. A story about a minx or a story about a lynx. Animal stories in the news. Animal stories to cure your blues. Animal stories just for you. Let's find out what they're up to.
I'd like to go on record that there's no such animal as a minx.
There's no minx.
Guys, when I saw this tweet from ABC News, I couldn't click on the story fast enough. Okay. A Galapagos giant tortoise, estimated to be about 130 years old, is returning home after having so much sex that he saved his species.
I like turtles.
What a stud turtle. What a crazy stud turtle.
Dude, you guys, this tortoise, whose rampant sex life may have single-handedly saved his entire species from extinction, but now he's retired from his playboy lifestyle, returning to the wild, mission accomplished. Here's the thing. He was shipped over from the San Diego Zoo to be part of a breeding program on Española, which is part of the Galapagos Islands. A total of 15 tortoises took part in the breeding program. Nobody was a G like Diego, okay? When he started his campaign...
His name is Diego?
His name is Diego. When he started his campaign of promiscuity, there were just two males and 12 females alive on the island. By the time Diego got in there, put in work...
A lot of work.
He boosted the population to over 2,000, you guys.
Hello.
He is believed to be the patriarch of around 40% of the population.
Talk about a hero in a half shell.
I don't hate it.
All right, let's hear it for Diego the Pimp Tortoise,
yeah,
you guys.
Come yes. on.
Good
Man,
stuff.
That's impressive.
Next up, we move to North Carolina. You're just a nice family having a simple meal, frozen pizza in your Wake Forest home. Instead, you had the night ruined by a snake that had slithered into the oven.
Oh, I hate these stories so much.
Amber Helm and her husband Robert cooking a frozen pizza Monday night, they started smelling smoke. So she opened up the oven and thought, is that part of the oven? She's a lot like me, apparently. Like, yeah. What are my sweaters doing in here?
True chef.
So found out it was a snake. No idea how it got into the oven. It was 18 inches long. She obviously made her husband clean it up because she's no dummy. And if you're wondering if they ate the pizza, they didn't. But the husband said, I put the oven on self-clean and I pulled that crispy critter right out.
Then they ate the crispy critter.
Then they ate the snake.
It's better fried. Everyone knows they're better fried.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
The oven's not needed.
So imagine you're on vacation and you get an alert when you're out of town that your alarm has been triggered.
Okay.
That's a scary situation. Mm-hmm. You send over a friend to check on your home. This is in Georgia.
If you are friends with your neighbors and everything,
exactly.
And you actually
I have to just guess.
He just chances it.
I think things are all right. It'll be fine.
So they had a friend check it out. No doors or windows looked like they had been ajar. Mm-hmm. So they thought, okay, it's just a software issue. No big deal. But they arrived home to find thousands of dollars worth of damage done inside the house. House completely ransacked. They saw wood chippings from the doors all over the floor. Upon further inspection, all the windows had been damaged.
Who looked at this house?
Yeah, well, who's this burglar?
From the outside, they didn't see anything. It was all inside the house.
Well, that sounds like a terrible burglar.
Well, that burglar was a squirrel just kicking it on the couch. The animal had apparently come down the chimney, couldn't find its way out, so it was trying to chew through the window, chew through the door.
Oh, my God.
And then was just going stir crazy in the house, ransacked the whole place.
Then took a break, took a beer, sit back on the couch, and turned on the TV.
Here's the total bummer of this story. Insurance doesn't pay for it, you guys.
It's an act of God?
Damage done to a property by birds, vermin, rodents, and insects is not covered. And since the family was like, yeah, we saw the squirrel just kicking it right there on the couch, they're like, we are not covering it.
Mm.
So now they're stuck paying for it, and apparently now they have to have a totally different alarm system in where they can look around the house and see a squirrel.
It should have been insured by farmers. They cover it all.
Was that an ad? Did you just sneak an ad?
It seemed like it.
It seemed like you just
snuck
an ad into
Animal
Stories. That was
less than Heroes on the Half Shell.
That felt
you
ugly.
Peaked early.
One for two.
One ball, one strike.
All right, this goes along with the whole knowing your neighbor situation.
Okay.
So you're sitting in your house, and suddenly you hear this from coming. From coming?
Huh?
What?
Bing. You want to finish that sentence?
So you're in your house, suddenly you hear this coming from inside your neighbor's home.
What?
Oh, my God.
Just a woman screaming, let me out, and screaming and moaning like she's in pain. What do you do, you guys?
Call the cops.
Also, you're in Florida. Let me just tell you that. Yeah.
Oh, nothing.
Oh, man. So, yeah. So
just, another Tuesday.
It's Tuesday, so I got to go to bed early, I guess. So what
but
time?
You call the cops,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
I would just... Okay.
Oh, yes.
I would just
let
walk over and see what's happening.
Even let me out?
Well, yeah, I'd do both.
Oh, listen to Rambo
I
over
would,
there.
Yeah, I'm just easy, Tiger.
Yeah, I would have just
let's
been...
Let's grab my machete and head over.
That's why my hands aren't soft.
Right, that's probably true. I just call the phone. I use the phone very softly.
The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office said deputies responded to a 911 call from a Lake Worth Beach resident saying, there's a distressed woman calling for help from my neighbor's house. Footage recorded by the homeowner's security camera shows deputies arriving to find a man working on his wife's car in the driveway. The deputies hear a woman screaming, let me out.
While
like,
he's, working,
while he's
on
working on the house. Hmm. The homeowner then introduced the deputies to the origin of the cries. His pet parrot. He had taught his pet parrot to say, let me out, because it was in a cage, and he thought it would be funny.
It's great.
It's
great. Is it great?
Amazing.
That guy's a hero.
I'm gagging that parrot. I'm telling you that right now.
That dude's a hero.
Ball
stupid
gag.
Cops. Ah, it's a parrot.
He said, I promptly introduced the officers to Rambo, and we all had a good laugh.
You're saying this is a parrot.
Yes.
Great.
Oh, my God. Nope.
I can't believe that.
If you watch the Ring video, you see this guy like calmly working on the car. You see the cops walk up like, dude, do you hear that? What are you doing? And he's like, walks over. He's like, it's my friend, Rambo. He's a parrot.
Unbelievable.
That's nuts,
by the way,
right?
Great alibi when you murder your wife. Oh, that was my parrot. Check it out. You've taught your parrot all the same things.
Mm.
It's not the parrot. It's the real wife. It learns all those things.
The parrot saying, I saw the text.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I totally
check
get it.
Check the boats.
You guys, I'm telling you, animals be crazy. And that's...
Animal stories in the news. Animal stories to cure your blues.
This is Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen.
LA and OC's alternative rock, KROQ.
We're going to talk to Stryker and Klein next about the sound space and where they're going to host Coldplay. I'm very fascinated to see what their choice will be.
That's this Friday?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're the last person from this group to have seen the sound space.
Yes.
And what kind of shape is it in?
I mean... If I were to guess, like 0 to 10, 10 being fully done.
Yes, ready to walk in.
When I walked in, it was a 3 or a 4.
Oh.
That was Friday? Thursday? Friday? I don't remember.
Was anyone working on it when you walked in?
A couple people.
Okay.
Couple.
All right.
Not a lot, though. Mm-hmm. You can reach us in many different ways, including on Twitter at Kevin Mornings. Unfortunately, Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen is too many characters.
It's a lot.
For that?
It's a lot.
So Kevin Mornings on Instagram and on Twitter. You can also email us and you can call the Afro line 323-520-AFRO 24 hours a day.
Whoa.
Okay.
Unless you're Sam. In which case, everybody will get mad at you.
Right.
So, little Timmy Lindbergh from Encino, he was giving clues on some of the games that we've played, and it seems like he's a little aggressive.
Yeah, something with his mom? I haven't been around when he's here, but I've heard.
So, I think little Timmy should die because he asked people to call in to give him the name of the song that he forgot, and then if they get it wrong, he yells at them and tells them the name of the song, like a stupid little a-hole. This is Timmy's mom, by the way.
Now we know why she's so mad. She's using too much logic. That is her problem.
Well done.
Jensen, why you got to be dunking on Dungeons & Dragons players? You buy DVDs you don't watch and shoes. At least I have friends. Screw you.
Hmm.
When did you make fun of Dungeons and Dragons?
I'm sure
guys?
I did. I don't remember when I did, but I'll do it again if I need to.
All right, wow.
You stand behind it, no problem.
I do.
Don't remember, but stand behind it.
Sure.
There was a story out of Phoenix, Tempe to be exact. Mm-hmm. Tempe is where ASU is. It's part of Phoenix. But we were talking about Penis Man, the latest graffiti artist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's just writing. He's not drawing. He's just writing the words Penis Man.
That is so BS. Yes. I thought he was drawing penises all over the town.
And because it was Tempe, Muggs came up with Tempe Penis Man.
Tempe Penis Man? I will never not hear that now.
I mean, Muggs is a champion.
I don't think he's been caught, by the way, just for the record.
Still around.
A lot of people not happy about this.
I'm watching My Feet Are Killing Me right now on TLC because of you. It's disgusting. God damn you.
I mean, after hearing the segment, you chose to watch it, sir. I mean, you went back and watched it.
It's
because of you.
You know why?
Every foot is like a story.
It's true.
I've heard that.
It's just he was dying to find out the stories.
He should know.
Oh my God. We're talking about feet. This breakfast burrito is so delicious. A drop of the Cheeto into the bucket just makes this burrito even better than I got from Circle K. Oh, thanks, guys.
That guy's gross.
I am
certainly welcome
by him.
According to federal prosecution, he was perversely charged with 5 counts of another hate crime, but has not entered a plea in the federal case. Thomas.
I don't know if is
what
he starting.
Happened?
Is he starting to read news?
What is he? Is
it
he just,
sounded like he was reading.
I think he's just calling and reading the newspaper.
That's what it sounds like. Maybe we should make it a feature.
No, no.
Sam reads the paper.
You guys remember when Antonio Brown came out with his very, very great song,
mm-hmm.
"Whole Lot of Money."
Whole lot of money. Whole lot of money. Got a whole lot of money. Whole lot of money. I got a whole lot of money.
I mean, it's not great.
No, we know where he came up with the title.
It's not the best song that's ever been recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on 1 second.
Talk amongst yourselves at home or in the car.
It's not the greatest song.
Whole lot of money. I got a whole lot of money. Whole lot of money. Whole lot of money.
Yeah.
And he's got
it's
it.
It's an earworm.
I mean, he sounded great.
He sang the exact same song.
Whole lot of money. Whole lot of money. I got a whole lot of money. Got a whole lot of money.
Call back. Second
Well, he had to get the second
right.
verse in.
He had to get the second part in.
The first thing that came on in 2020 for this show was the Armenian comedian.
Yes.
People are still discovering that by listening to podcasts and responding positively, I think. See what a talent he is? Why don't you guys love him?
I mean,
he's so talented.
What was that? What was he even doing?
Singing Happy New Year, Jensen. What's wrong with you?
Didn't get any of that.
Hi, guys. Happy 2020. I am a podcast listener from San Diego, and I'm just catching up on today's first episode back on January 2nd. And I just wanted to say, you guys. Man, Sam the Armenian comedian is the first thing I have to hear from you guys this year. I'm out.
I agree, ma'am. You did the right thing.
I hear what you're saying, and I get it. You're saying I'm out, but really that means more.
Well, I mean,
get it.
That's problematic.
Wow.
Same with Jensen,
Kevin.
Same with Ali.
It's extremely problematic.
It doesn't go to any other parts of my life, just
okay,
for the
good.
Record.
Thank God.
No problem.
All right.
This is not cool.
Hey, so it was recently Dustin Diamond's birthday, and we all know him as Screech from Saved by the Bell. But we also recently knew him as a guy who was running around stabbing people with a knife. Hit it, Steve.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Can anyone say hit it, Steve?
That is the rule.
Then you got Vanilla Ice on the loose. He's got a knife, but he's running. He's going to stab people. Because
he
stabbed
people.
Hold on a sec. What's Kevin talking about?
I don't know. Let's find out. Let's investigate more. Why is Vanilla Ice going to stab people?
Nope.
No, he stole some stuff.
He stole a pool heater and a couch and stuff out of a vacant house.
What are you talking about, Kevin?
I was thinking of Screech.
You were thinking of Screech? You were confusing Vanilla Ice?
Not even a singer.
with the guy from Saved by the Bell?
Yes, I was. Yeah. That was A Moment with Kevin.
I don't feel like that should be a listener's call.
He did it.
He's fine, and you're both fine with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we followed it.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, guys. I know some of your parents, Kevin, Omar, Beer Mug, you know how, and Jensen, congratulations. You know how you make a decision in a moment of desperation to get your two kids to get along, and then you end up regretting it later? Well, thanks to Spartan Scorsese, this is now what I have to deal with.
My cousin Dan died of a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. My cousin Dan doesn't have a butthole. He can't eat fiber.
Oh, dear Lord, help me.
You're welcome.
Human.
You're right? Welcome.
His little humans are singing about buttholes.
I love
That's
it.
That's the way life should be.
Yeah, absolutely.
He should watch what he wishes for. He'll get Baby Shark. He'd much rather have Timmy's butthole.
323-520 what? AFRO 24 hours a day.
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen.
Carol QFM.
This is Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen.
Carol Q.
Hey, Rock.
I mean, I don't want to say that Coldplay's not going to be able to play at the HD Radio Sound Space, because we've been saying that for like 3 weeks.
I mean, they can play anywhere. They could just sing. It doesn't have to have microphones or a stage
Correct.
Or even instruments.
Yes.
Like they'll be like a barbershop quartet or
Correct.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yes. So we thought we'd check in with Stryker and Klein. Stryker, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are good. Klein, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
All
okay,
right.
Good. So you guys know that when you took on the hosting job for this Coldplay performance, like, you guys knew all the responsibilities you were taking on, right?
A responsibility as in what? Just showing up to say, here's Coldplay.
Yes. That's what a lot of people would think. But we as people who do the breakfast widths and stuff, like, we know that there's a lot more that goes into it, like making sure the space is done and maybe chipping in if you have to. And we're just making sure that you guys are doing that because we know it's coming down to the wire.
Well,
I hope you guys are talking about the live Coldplay show that's happening in the IHOP parking lot on Friday.
Well, that was one of our questions, is do you have a backup?
The backup is, we were Googling yesterday local YMCAs within a 5-mile radius.
Okay.
So there'd be performance followed by handball followed by a swimming session.
Delightful.
That sounds quite fun.
Yeah. I would do that with Chris
Have
Martin.
Either of you been down to the sound space to look at it?
Well, we're told that we're not allowed within 200 yards because it's an active construction and potential radiation zone.
Yeah, they told me.
Radiation?
They told me that, too, but I went anyway, just because I had to see how far we are from actually pulling this off.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I got to tell you, it's miles. It's miles away from pulling this off.
It is. Yesterday, Klein and I actually walked by, and we didn't want to get in anybody's way, but all we heard coming out of that room was, it's got to be 2 feet. If it's more than 2 feet, we're not going to get the permit.
Oh, no.
So it's going well.
It seems like everything's working.
Why do you guys suppose we as a radio station would ask Coldplay to play in a place that we don't even have permits and it's not done yet? What's the thinking there?
Well, listen, as you know, we are the longest-running show currently on K-Rock.
Correct.
You guys are new to the station.
Right.
And, but I would defer to you on this one, Kevin, because this would be just one of, I would imagine, thousands of very poorly planned decisions that K-Rock has made over the decades.
I mean, it is how we run our lives. Mm-hmm. It is how this radio station does it. So I guess I would have been surprised if they announced Coldplay was going to play there and it was already finished. That would shock me. But this, unfortunately, doesn't quite shock me so much.
Yeah, I'm not too shocked. Like, right now should be the time where I'm in that room Windexing the windows, maybe taking a broom across the floor and just shining it up.
Yeah, just fluffing a pillow.
Mm-hmm.
Is that code?
Right now is fluff time, getting us excited for the big thing on Friday. But, yeah, it is not close. There's sawdust everywhere. It's pretty insane in there.
I feel like they can get it done with the speed of sound.
Well, I know.
Oh, so much file.
Violet, please. We did want to help you guys out a little bit, so we didn't know exactly how far they are today. So we sent Muggs down with a microphone right now to check in on what's going on at the sound space.
Just live report.
So that you guys know what you're kind of walking into. You know what I mean? So how do we get him on? Do we just put Muggs, you there?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Muggs, can you? I can't. Muggs, we can't hear you.
Yeah, it seems like they've really kicked it into overdrive here to make the opening day
ready for Friday.
No, Muggs, can you? Is there any way you could walk out, or
can you step away from the construction?
Yeah. So the foreman told me they're planning to have it ready by Friday.
Well, Muggs, again, I think you're saying the. Did you say George Foreman is there?
No. The construction foreman said they'll have it ready by Friday.
I don't.
We can't hear you.
Yeah, I wish he would be. I wish he would just walk outside.
Longer than 2 feet.
Oh, he, it was him. It was Muggs yelling it. Muggs was down there.
Wow. Well, I don't know about you, but that has calmed any of my concerns.
100%. Shockingly, that sounds a lot better than it did yesterday.
Well, we're making moves then.
Well, I mean, congratulations, guys, and good luck.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good luck.
I mean, yeah, we were jealous you got to meet Coldplay, and now I'm like, oh, thank God.
This is Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. Yeah. LA and OC's alternative rock.
The Astros are cheating cheaters who cheat.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to Matt Money-Smith about that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
Because we're the champs now. Dodgers are champs.
No.
Two-time champs. Back to back.
Nope. Not how it works.
I thought that's how it would work.
It's not how it works. And
logically.
It shouldn't be what anyone wants.
Okay.
Back to back.
Shouldn't be what anyone wants.
Two parades in a row. They do a whole parade route, and then they start again.
Next day, they start over.
Yeah.
Nope.
I was thinking back to back, just the same day.
All right. Good with that, too. Allie, what's happening?
What's happening is 24 may be getting another revival with Kiefer Sutherland's Jack Bauer returning.
Again.
Here's the thing. It's been 6 years since we last saw Jack Bauer. But per Deadline, 24's executive producer said maybe they're talking about a third time.
I'd be up for that.
He returned in 2014 for 24, Live Another Day. But then in 2017, they brought forth 24, Legacy, which followed New Heroes, so he wasn't in that one. And then Fox decided last spring, we're not going to go forward with two separate 24 spinoffs, including a Bauer, like, origin story.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like all 24 all the time, but now Jack Bauer might be returning. Fox certainly wants to do it, and we're talking, is what executive producer
dumb.
Howard Gordon said. He
Love
said,
it. No,
the big headline it. Being it has to be worth doing.
Yes.
We can't do it just to do it. We want to find the right story.
You know how certain shows take shortcuts?
Yes.
And they make things happen so much faster than is possible?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So in that particular series, it's worse than any other because they would go to the IT person and go, can you pull up the schematics for this building?
Mm-hmm.
1 second later, yes, I'm going to call the president. Hey, Mr. President, I need to do this. I have a gut feeling.
Yeah.
The president's like, go ahead. It was crazy.
Well, because they were trying to, like, pack a day's worth of action into an hour, basically.
They did.
Yeah.
Because it's called 24.
I loved it.
Oh, that was about the hours.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people didn't know that.
Dang it.
I loved it, but there was some super ridiculous stuff in it as well.
So what you're saying is,
I mean,
you will welcome him back into your home. There you go.
Please, I'd rather sit in my bed, like, just staring at a wall.
I mean, that sounds...
I mean, if it's
okay.
good, you know.
Yeah, they have to have a story.
Correct.
Even the executive producer said that. Can't just bring him back all willy-nilly. He needs to have a reason.
Right.
He's not here to make friends. He's here for the right reasons.
Yeah, it's like Bachelor.
Yes.
It's not at all like Bachelor.
No?
It's just like it.
Oh. Coldplay has announced that they're going to play an intimate show for the fans of the Hollywood Palladium on Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Oh, we should just do that one.
That's Monday, January 20th, and all proceeds from that concert is going to go to Reform LA Jails Initiative, which continues to campaign for prison reform in California. Here's what you have to do. You have to register for tickets through the Ticketmaster's Verified Fan Program, open through Wednesday night. And then you're going to receive a code that will allow you to purchase tickets on Friday. But they're going to play for us on Friday.
Or?
That's going to be... No. They're going to play for
right?
us on Friday.
Sure.
And then they've also got a show that they had announced on January 21st at the Palladium.
Right.
So that one is in support of A New Way of Life, which provides housing and support to women rebuilding their lives after prison. So they've got a lot of shows coming up.
Yeah, but ours is the only one where you can catch tetanus from exposed nails.
I don't know. I mean, he's going to be on Ellen on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We're the only other one.
You never know
never
what
know.
Could happen on Ellen. Like people popping up through boxes trying to scare people.
We're the only one where you have to wear safety goggles.
I don't know.
You've and
been
a hard
to the,
hat.
I've been to the Palladium and worn safety goggles.
All right.
Yeah. Just because they look cool. Yeah. Guys, these stories make me laugh so hard. Like, millennials are killing, and then they'll name some industry, like avocados. Millennials have killed the Lazy Boy recliner. Millennials have killed Applebee's. Because they're saying millennials don't go to these places, so they're losing money, and then, oh, they're just ruining the economy.
Sure.
The newest thing that millennials are ruining, wine. They're drinking less wine than older generations.
Sons of bitches!
It's the first time since 1994 that wine consumption has fallen in the U.S.
Huh.
According to the Wall Street Journal, it fell 0.9% due to several reasons. They say, including millennials, quote, limited financial capacity. Also, their preference for premium spirits and craft beers. So, limited financial capacity, but they're paying for premium spirits and craft beers. They just don't like wine.
You go to hell, you son of a bitch.
Negative health messaging regarding alcohol. But they're buying premium spirits and craft beers. You're not making any sense. Stop doing these stories.
I would assume also that the legalization of marijuana
would play a part as well. Absolutely.
I literally just tune out. When I hear millennials, it's just another one of those headlines that's going on. Right,
it's
whatever.
So stupid.
Whatever.
And how come my generation, which I'm not even sure which one it would be, what's after millennial? Gen X?
Gen Z? Gen
Z?
Gen X? Yeah, Gen X.
One
Gen X, I take
mm-hmm.
it.
Why didn't we ruin anything? Like, how come millennials get to
well, you
ruin
the planet.
Everything? No, we didn't ruin... That's
Oh, that's the boomers.
Boomers
yeah. did do that, yeah.
Like, we didn't do jack. What was happening then?
Why did we not accomplish anything?
I don't know.
Millennials are really hard workers.
They're really good at ruining so much. It's the dumbest thing ever, these tropes. I tell ya. I've had enough, you guys.
Agreed.
The day after the Super Bowl.
Should be a holiday.
Thank you, Kevin. That brings me to my story. Fox is encouraging viewers to take the following day off. The Daily Mail reports that the network is going to launch an on-air campaign encouraging people to take off Super Monday. There is a number of commercials that are prepped to push the idea and appearances by celebrities. And there was even a 100 million viewers who watched the Super Bowl in 2019 that did surveys that said, yeah, we definitely need the day after off. Who's with me?
Totally, 100%.
I'm never going to argue against the day off.
I always will take a day off. Super Monday.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. If everyone did it.
They can't do anything.
Right.
If we all rush.
Everyone.
They can't stop us at Area 51. That all worked. Remember how all those kids broke into Area 51
that
and found aliens?
True.
Turned out not to happen.
Yeah, that's what the media wants you to say.
You're right.
Yeah.
Mainstream media.
Sure.
You're right.
Fake news.
So if nobody goes to work on Super Monday.
Can't do anything about it.
What are you going to do? Get out of your mouth, Ellie.
Here's the thing. Ladies, you'll know. When you wear lip gloss.
Very disconcerting.
If you wear lip gloss combined with like a mohair sweater, occasionally you'll get like a little hair on your lip
from
your sweater.
Basically.
And I, as I'm talking, I could feel it like tickling my upper lip. And the whole time I'm like, trying to get it to go away.
Over enunciating just so your lips move a little more.
I finally got it. Everything's fine. But it's a, gosh, it's not easy being a lady.
Yeah, it's on.
No,
yeah.
We can't really respond.
I was letting you get it out.
We assume you're right.
Nailed it. Guys, and also, I want to say it again. Happy birthday to Brad Williams' new baby girl, Everly, who was born yesterday. Mama Jasmine doing great. Papa Brad doing great.
Mm-hmm.
I said Everly. Yep.
Elway. As in John Elway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everly is in Brothers. What? That's weird.
No. It's a nice name. Everly.
It's a great name.
Yeah.
I know a couple Everlys, but his little girl's name is Elway because he.
He's a super fan.
Super fan of John Elway.
Yes.
Loves John Elway.
Yes.
Like to the point where it was concerning.
Yeah.
But now that he's met him and John Elway seems to like him, I feel like it's no longer a stalking situation.
Well.
It's still maybe.
Yeah.
John, give a call if you're a...
No, don't call.
Okay.
I'm guessing John Elway's not listening.
Yeah. And congratulations if you had a daughter named Everly as well, anyone out there.
We're here for you as well.
We're here for you. Some birthdays for you. Jason Bateman, Dave Grohl, Carl Weathers, Grant Gustin, LL Cool J, Slick Rick, Steven Soderbergh. I hope that someone is barbecuing meat for Dave today.
Agreed.
Yeah, don't let him cook.
Don't let Dave Grohl cook meat today. You cook meat for Dave Grohl. Meat for Grohl!
Meat for Grohl! Meat for Grohl!
That's what's happening.
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen on K-Rock, LA and OC's alternative.
We're going to talk the Houston Astros in a few minutes.
Yeah, thank God for the Astros, because now we have back-to-back Los Angeles Dodger champions.
No, we don't.
I don't think that's part of it.
It's not how it works.
It is.
That's not how it works, and any Dodger fan would say that's not what we want.
Well, we'll be doing that. They'll get to talk to me about it at the parades. Plural. Two parades.
All right, listen. There's something funny about getting something expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And then ruining it.
No, not funny for me.
Immediately ruining it.
Yeah.
That makes me laugh.
Yeah.
And that's why we can't have nice things.
I am so bummed. And as someone who suffers from obsessive compulsive disorder, this is the thing that almost brings me back to the darkness.
No, no.
I received sunglasses for Christmas. Mm-hmm. They were a very nice gift. I even returned a shirt to get to. I was like, oh, I want to get these glasses. I'm going to save for this almost.
Okay.
I was like, this is what I'm going to get. And it was a very nice gift from, I guess, a tag team between my wife and my mom. And I was thrilled. And I was like, here's what happens. Spend a couple hundred dollars on sunglasses. I always have problems losing them. I'm like, I'm going to work hard to keep these around.
Same. Why do you buy them?
I've
done the same, and I've ruined and ruined and forgotten and left, and I just finally gave up. I have to buy $10.
I know.
$10 is my limit for sunglasses.
Like liquor store glasses, I know. And I should be following that rule, but it's 2 days in. I have these for 2 days.
And you're making a special attempt to treat them differently and make them last.
Oh, 100%. And I was like, I love these. I love them. Yeah. They feel, these are like the best glasses I've ever had. I'm thinking these in 2 days. I look down. And I look down and I just notice, I would say, a 2-inch scratch across one of the lens. And I know for a fact when I bought it from the department store.
From the guy in the van in the back of the Vons parking lot?
No. This was from a department store. I do remember looking down and checking for that kind of stuff, and I didn't see it.
Sure.
So you're telling me that within 2 days, I ruined sunglasses.
That you had to save up for.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then now I don't know what to do. I don't know whether to replace the lens. I don't know where you would go to get like the same replacement lens. I don't want to go to the department store and, like, I guess, lie?
No, just, you can't do that. That's just bad karma.
You mean turning it back in and saying, I got them this way?
Yeah. I guess I could.
But couldn't you go back to them and say, can you fix this?
Well, I was thinking about going in and just being like, listen, I have these 2 days. There's a scratch. I'm not going to pretend I bought them with the scratch on it. But, like, is there something we can do to, like, get other lens or something?
It's not full price again.
Yeah, to put your job on the line. Is there something you could do to help me?
But it did. And then you handed him a 20.
Yeah, and then he just laughed at me. But I do wonder, like, what is the quickest? 2 days has to be a it's one of the fastest turnarounds for broken sunglasses.
I mean, that is pretty great. And that is a pretty good story.
I'm sure people lose them within a day as well.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, 1-800-520-1067 if you have a story of buying something expensive and then ruining it immediately. I had a brand new car, and it was the first week I was driving it, so I don't know that it beat 2 days. It's probably 3 or 4 days.
A car or sunglasses.
A car. You win.
You win this round, Kevin.
So I got in an accident.
Oh, dear.
Wasn't my fault, but I did get in an accident. Like 3-4 days after I got the car, a guy just T-boned me 100%.
Oh, yeah. Man.
And I called the dealership, and they said, how did you already got in an accident? And I said, yeah, I don't think I need to be mocked. And they said, we can't even get replacement parts for that car yet.
Because it's so new.
It's so new. No one's sending out replacement parts.
Why would they?
Right.
The car is brand new.
So I literally, it was about a 2-day job, but I had to wait a full month for them to get the parts so that then they can then fix it.
Can I just ask, was Bo Bachman involved? Because I can only imagine if he got that phone call, he's like, God. Of all people, Kevin.
He was not then.
Okay.
He was not then.
Okay.
No. But that wouldn't surprise him at all.
No. He'd be like, of course it's Kevin.
Oh, we got to give him the old Kevin special.
That's incredible.
Yeah, that's not good.
So then you just had to get like a rental car.
Like a rental.
For over a month.
Did I wreck the rental? No. No,
no, you
just
didn't,
a new
Kevin.
One, just a new car.
I mean, that sounds bad, but also again, sunglasses.
You're right.
Sunglasses,
it's very upsetting.
Scratched lens.
Yeah,
it is funny that you put the extra energy into. I always screw up.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I need to make sure I don't. Let's put a system in place that I don't lose them and I don't ruin them.
Yeah,
yeah.
Two days. That's pretty
putting
strong.
Them in the case, the whole thing, and then there I am. Mm. broken sunglasses.
Yeah, I take great care of everything because everything to me is special and I'm very grateful for it. So.
Here's what I'd like to say. This is what losers we are. They're very special to us too.
Are they?
And we still ruin them. Yeah.
There are the way that people always say, like, oh, when you drive a car off the lot, it like depreciates.
Literally. Yeah.
In value, like, immediately.
Mine did an incredible amount. Yeah.
I mean, that is, you got to assume, like, body, like, you're putting your car out into the streets and setting it up for damage. It's going to be ruined at some point, maybe to get it out of the way.
But do you think
Tracy
the first week?
Morgan, like, literally drive, was it a Lamborghini or a Bentley? It was some ridiculously high-priced car and got in an accident, like, pulling out of the lot. That's bad.
That doesn't seem great.
No.
Mm-hmm. No.
No.
All right, so 1-800-520-1067. The topic is, you got something expensive, and how quickly were you able to ruin it? We will take your calls next on K-Rock.
Kevin in the morning, Kevin in the morning, Kevin in the morning.
With Ali and Jensen. K-Rock. This is Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. 106.7 K-Rock QFM.
All right, just before the song from Cold War Kids, let's take one phone call. We're talking about, you got something new, and before you knew it, you had already ruined it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Let's start with Jonathan in Santa Barbara. Good morning, Jonathan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
Awesome.
So what did you get that was expensive, and how quickly did you ruin it?
Well, I got Jensen beat. So I went to a summer concert. It was Sublime with Rome. Cage the Elephant at the Santa Barbara Bowl, and I thought I needed some really cool Ray-Bans, and I have to have a prescription because I want to see the concert. So I got some prescription Ray-Bans, and they're really rocking. We were drinking, and then all of a sudden we went to the concert, and Cage the Elephant started playing, and they started opening up a mosh pit. I said, hey, let's go down to the mosh pit. So, but I had my sunglasses on top of my head, and they...
On top
totally
of your head.
Flew off on top of my head, yeah, because it started getting darker. And they just totally flew off.
Yeah.
And they landed on the mosh pit and got
unbelievable.
Crumbled. And,
I bet they were fine, though, right?
I mean, you probably were able to use them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So and then you had to sit through the show.
Yeah, then you...
Just kidding. That's a rad show. Don't even
Was it rocking? Was the
That's
show
what
rocking?
He said it was rocking.
The glasses were rocking.
The glasses both and the show were
okay,
rocking.
Good.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. Chris, Lee, Eric, hold on. We'll get to you next. Talking to Houston Astros in just a second on Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. We have Eric in Los Angeles who's calling about buying something expensive and then immediately ruining it. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So what did you buy?
I got a TV, big TV.
Okay.
So, I guess we're just having people over, and then one of my friends took one of those, like, fist-like shaped dildos with a suction cup, and he, like, stuck it to the ceiling right in front of the door, and then when the girl walked in, it, like, dropped and hit her in the head, so she chucked it at my TV, and it just broke right away.
Your TV got broken by a dildo.
Oh,
is that covered by insurance?
I don't think so. Mm. No, I had to go buy another one. She's like, I'll cover half of it, but never got the money, so.
Man.
Well, that sucks. At least it wasn't you that ruined it. It was your fist dildo. All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. Let's go to Eddie in Woodland Hills. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, good morning, guys.
You got something expensive and ruined it?
Yeah, about 10 years ago, I don't know, I still think about it to this day. I went to, I just got on pace. I walked over to the head shop and I bought like a $250 Zong Bong thing had a percolator.
Gorgeous.
Thing had a percolator, chambers, ice catcher, the whole thing. I walked it from the head shop to my porch. I set it down. I got up to grab my weed. I turned back around and I accidentally kicked it over.
No!
No!
And it snapped in half. I never even got to use it.
You didn't even get to use it.
You did that sober, Eddie. You weren't even stoned.
And who needed weed more than Eddie right after that?
I immediately looked at it and I was like, I'm just going to go get some papers. I was like, that's
I mean, upside, you didn't spill bong water everywhere.
True, exactly. I didn't bust some bong water.
If there's an upside to that, sure.
Mm-hmm. It's silver lining, I'd say.
All right. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Chris, who is calling.
They are drilling right below my butt.
Do you hear this?
Do you hear that? There's no way you can't hear that.
No, I heard it, but it just stopped.
Okay. Just stop.
Well, it sounds like Coldplay is going to be playing here drilling. Friday. Yeah. Very excited.
That is a kind of nice vibration.
Might be mugs. You know, he's down there working on it.
Okay.
Chris in La Habra, good morning.
Hey, kids. How's it going?
Hey, hello. It's going well.
So I'm going to take you in the Wayback Machine back to the early 90s. So way, way back. I was a college kid, and I had had a very unreliable car, and my parents were sick and tired of me pulling late at night saying I had broken down on the freeway. So we went and got myself a Geo Storm.
Cool. Yeah. Very cool. Nice. And, that was rocking.
Rad. And, what's that?
Rad.
And it rockin'. Was very rad and very awesome. Very blue. So I pay for the car, go drive over to my girlfriend's house to show it off. That's all cool. I'm driving back down the freeway to go home, and a semi hits me.
Oh, jeez.
A semi?
The car is, you're bearing the lead. Were you okay?
I was okay. It hit me on the rear quarter panel and, you know, took me over to the edge, and it was still kind of drivable, so I wound up driving it home and walked in the front door and was just like, Mom, Dad, guess what?
You won't believe the day I had.
Oh, man. He got hit by a semi.
Yeah. Yeah, that's you're lucky to be alive.
Yep. So that was the quickest I've ever ruined anything.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. We appreciate that. Let's go to Mark in Silver Lake. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
I got to say, nothing's going to beat the broken TV with the dildo story.
I mean, that is a pretty strong contender.
It's absolutely epic. All right, so my story is I was going through a midlife crisis. I just had my first child. I bought my first house with my wife, and I decided I wanted a toy. My rock and roll days and my band were coming to an end. So I went out and found myself a very expensive and extremely douchey motorcycle. The name even has a douchey name. It's called a Big Dog.
Oh.
And I found it. And I found it online on eBay for $20,000 out in Florida. And I was high on the couch and I put on a bid and just thinking no one's gonna, you know, I'll get outbid. And sure as hell, I didn't get outbid and I won this damn bike. So I went out to Florida, I got the bike, it was beautiful, I shipped it to L.A., and while it was in transit, I got a phone call to be on a film production. I'm a producer, so I'm out of town, I'm on location, and I get a call from my brother, who was at my house to receive the bike when it got to L.A., and he's like, oh my God, this thing is so beautiful, oh my God, you just gotta let me take it out for a spin.
Can I just stop you right there? Can I just stop you right there? The answer's no, because you haven't ridden it. You haven't ridden it yet.
No, man, Kevin, I totally agree.
All right.
And believe me, no was going through my head, but I wanted to be the super cool brother, and I'm like, oh, I remember when I was 21 and just wanting to do things like this, and I know he'll be terrible. And I said, okay, man, you can have it. Just please baby it. And about 12 hours later, I get a phone call, and you can imagine what the phone call was.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I was in the canyons. I'm so sorry. I hit some loose gravel. It went down.
Oh, no.
I don't know what to do. $7,500 worth of damage later. And, yeah, and I didn't get to ride the bike for about another 6 months. And I sold the bike about a year later.
Wait, so you never rode it? Or did you in that second 6 months?
I rode for about 1,000 miles. And then I really took a look at myself in the mirror, and I said, this is the ultimate douchey bike. I just can't do this.
Yeah, Mark's he's not a big dog.
He's not a big dog.
Not for him. And he hates his brother now.
As well he should,
totally.
By the way.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate
it. All right, guys. You bet.
It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. KU.
Less than a half hour away from your chance to get tickets to see Coldplay at the HD Radio Sound Space. Mm-hmm. The Astros are lying cheaters who lie and cheat. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go to Matt Money Smith on this one. Good morning, Matt.
What's happening, Kevin? How are you, man?
Well, we are good. Let's talk Astros. Do you, first of all, describe for people who didn't follow the story yesterday, kind of a encapsulated version of the story.
So, Rob Manfred's the commissioner of Major League Baseball, and he and his team of investigators spent about 6 months researching and investigating the Astros' World Series chance in 2017 over the Dodgers.
Hey, Matt, I really apologize for this, but your phone is not good, so we're going to call you right back.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Yep.
It's always good when someone who worked on the show knows the... You could hear in his voice, he was like, oh, that thing happened! Like, he knows
it's happening to me right now.
Exactly what's going on. All right, he's coming back up.
All right.
Is he going? What do you guys? Is he going to side with the Dodgers at all, or is he going to think they should give away the championship? It's not a very money thing to say.
What do you mean, give away the championship?
Like, should the Astros give it to the Dodgers?
No, right, nobody thinks that.
All right, let's see.
Matt's back. Good morning.
So here we go.
Yeah, perfect.
Commissioner, team of investigators dig into the 2017 postseason, the Astros as a whole, and they determined that once replay. You know, when Major League Baseball went to replay, the idea was that a manager would, you know, signal from the dugout, hey, I want that play challenged. So monitors found their way into the dugouts. So the managers could decide, if they're looking at this monitor, what plays they wanted to challenge for the umpires to send to their command center and overturn. So what the Astros figured out, and I'm sure a number of other teams, was, oh, you know what, we can fix cam, because there's cameras all over the place, you know, feeding, you know, different angles into the dugout or into their video replay room to determine whether or not they want to challenge these calls. So they determined that, hey, we can zoom in on the catcher's signals and over the course of a game figure out what the signs were from the catcher to the pitcher of what pitch that they were going to throw. And they would then use that. And this is where it gets. So basically what they determined was the Astros were cheating by using these feeds that were specifically outlined by the commissioner's office, could not be used for a competitive advantage, or serious fine or suspensions or punishment would come. They were using them to decode signals, signal pitches to batters by banging on trash cans, whistling, clapping, and basically teeing off on pitchers because they knew if it was a fastball or an off-speed pitch that was coming.
And they did this in the World Series against the Dodgers,
in the
right?
World Series, yes. In that report, in the 10-page report, it specifically said they did it in the 2017 postseason.
It's and weird. Houston won the series 4-3.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Game 5 was the outlier, right? Game 5, where the Dodgers build this incredible lead. They look like they're going to cruise to victory, take a 3-1 series lead. Or take a 3-1 series lead at that point. Or a 3-2 series lead, whatever. They just teed off on Kershaw, like they knew what pitches were coming.
Right.
It was incredible. And Kershaw was having the best postseason of his career. He had already beat the hell out of him at Dodger Stadium. And it was just a weird game. Brandon Morrow had been almost unhittable. They were teeing off on him. And that's kind of the one game that everyone points to and was like, man, something just was not right there.
Okay, the punishment that came down yesterday for the Astros.
BS.
Yeah, go through it because it's unreal.
So the manager and the general manager are out of baseball for a year. The owner of the Astros then mentioned that they were fired.
They were only suspended by MLB. Then the Astros owner fired
him.
Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So, but I mean, why wouldn't he, right?
Yeah,
what are you going to do? You're going to bring in an interim GM and a manager for a year and then bring these guys? No. So he fired them. They were fined $5 million, which is nothing. And they're, you know, and the draft picks were a big deal. They lost their first and their second for the next 2 years, and that's a pretty big deal.
Right.
But, you know, winning the World Series probably, I don't know what the number, I would imagine it's between $50 and $100 million, though, worth of revenue is what winning a World Series in terms of season ticket sales, merchandise, all of those sort of things. So $5 million is nothing. And it was just odd that in the report, you know, the commissioner detailed that this was a player-run scheme.
Yeah, player-driven, player-executed.
You know, which, you know, that's who drove this, you know, cheating, yet none of them were punished. So it was just kind of odd that that's the way they laid it out.
I just think it's so weird the way you explain how they cheated. It's like, did no one notice there was like a drum line coming from the dugout? Like, how do you get that across?
Funny. Yeah, it is odd because there was, you know, when you now go back and we can retroactively start to look for it, you can hear it, you know, and there is a moment in a White Sox game in the regular season when Farquhar, their pitcher, you can tell notices and he kind of looks over at the dugout and he's kind of MFing them from the mound. And I think it's kind of that code, you know, as a player code, no snitching, right?
Yeah,
And I think that's kind of, you know, what you found yourself in the middle of. But ever since, you know, Mike Fiers, the guy that kind of was the one who blew the whistle on this, he was an Astros player, went to the A's, and he was the one that leaked the story to The Athletic, and they were the ones that broke it. You know, he's taken incoming because everyone's like, well, you know, I can't agree with what Fiers did. That's not cool. That breaks the code. But at the same time, it's like, well, F your code.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's just straight-up cheating that determined a seven-game, perhaps. And I'm not even going to say perhaps. I mean, it's just, for me, it's impossible. The ball's already juiced. The mound has already been lowered. I mean, the batters have such a decided advantage in baseball right now. And then to give them the advantage of in the moment. And by the way, and I know I'm rambling here, there's stuff that's not in that report, in my opinion. Like, there were rumors that they had, like, Band-Aids that had electronic communications that would buzz, you know, so you wouldn't have the trash can. You would, like, hit some sort of button and you would feel a buzz on your arm if it was an off-speed pitch. So I think, like, that's the kind of stuff where people would be like, holy crap, like, the World Series was won by straight-up cheating the last few years. And I think MLB is perhaps afraid. And again, those are just rumors and hearsay. I'm not saying that as a statement.
Yeah, but we would all believe.
I feel like Cora, once he left Houston to go to the Red Sox, definitely stopped what he was the mastermind behind.
I think he should be banned for life.
Yeah. He should be banned for life.
Yeah.
Period. Yeah. End of discussion.
All right. What about
the Red Sox did it in 2018?
Absolutely.
And, you know,
it's disgusting.
What about all the arguing pro and con about taking the World Series victory away?
I think they should have. Yeah, I would have just vacated it. You know, obviously you don't give it to the Dodgers.
You don't have to give it to the Dodgers, you know, but you can just say no one won it that year. They cheated, right. And there's
baseball,
no winner.
But this is a league that continues to have the home run champions without a real asterisk, at least originally. You know, like this is a league that has hidden their deepest secrets for a very long time.
There's no backbone.
It's a very fraternity-based league, right, Money? I mean, it's very much a boys' club, and I don't see that happening.
I don't think anyone would have objected all that forcibly if that were the decision. Yeah. I think it would have made sense. It's like, it's just vacated. Guess what? You don't get to have that banner. Yeah. You don't get to celebrate it. You don't get to have the 25-year anniversary with Correa and Altuve and all those guys coming back to Houston to celebrate it.
You get none of that.
Yeah. You know, you won it and you had it in the moment. You made all that money. Congratulations. But moving forward, you'll never get a chance to do it again. And I think that would have been the right call because the people in Houston will be like, whatever, we won the World Series, remember it.
Of course.
It'll be in our memories forever. But guess what? You don't get to ever make another cent off it or celebrate it again. And I think that would have been the right move.
Hmm. All right, Matt Money Smith, thanks very much. We appreciate it. You can follow Matt on Twitter at Matt Money Smith. And also the Petros and Money Show is on AM 570, the Petros and Money Show. Sorry.
That sounds right.
All right, Matt, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye now.
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen, KROQ.
106.7 KROQ is KROQ. This is Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. And don't forget, you're about 7 minutes away from winning tickets to see Coldplay in the HD Radio Sound Space or whatever is available. Ali is here now with what's happening.
Guys, a couple hours ago, I told you that Billie Eilish was putting in her Instagram stories just random women that have been in Bond movies. And I said, is she singing the theme song? Then I talked about how Beyonce posted a picture with a martini, and only James Bond drinks martinis.
Yeah, I think that second one was quite crazy.
Yeah, it took a lot of turns. I went on a real journey.
It was, truthfully, you covered all your bases.
I did.
Because now when something happens and you have it, you're like, I predicted it. Yeah.
I also said, it's Dave Grohl's birthday today. It's the 14th.
Right.
Add up 007 twice. And you get 14. Mm-hmm. He's the new James Bond. I ran the gamut.
You did. And it would seem like if you threw out 100 different possibilities, something might catch, right?
Well.
So you're saying something did.
Something stuck. The 007 verified Instagram page posted a picture of Billie Eilish and said, the No Time to Die title song will be performed by Billie Eilish. Billie has written the song with her brother Phineas and is the youngest artist in history to write and record a James Bond theme song.
She's had an unbelievable year.
Yeah.
I mean, her year is stuff people don't even think they could dream that big about for a lifetime.
And still recording in their childhood bedroom.
And she's like, I'd like to put a sound that's my Invisalign. Can we do that into the song?
Just anything that comes up.
Unbelievable what she has already done with her.
Agreed.
So far, a very young life.
And also, when these kind of phenomenon hit, whether it's NSYNC or Justin Bieber or whatever,
Michael Jackson.
Well, I guess Michael Jackson would be a rarity, but you normally go, oh, that's a pop singer. Mm-hmm. That it's like kind of a formula a little bit, boy band or pop singer. In this case, I feel like we haven't even yet scratched the surface of what Billie Eilish can do.
I feel like she changed. She's one of those people that comes along and changes music.
Yeah.
all of a sudden, everybody else is like, oh, I should think about this a little bit differently.
And you guys saw Justin Bieber's Yummy song did not hit number one this week.
I didn't see that because shocked. I didn't care. But well, I mean, I would very much assume it would be number one.
You would think. And instead, Roddy Ricch or whatever, a rap song beat him.
Not
it just,
Roddy.
Yeah, it just, that's ridiculous. It's the guy from Price is Right, the announcer from Roddy
Ricch.
Yeah,
really?
He does the number one song
it's
in the
song's
nation.
All, come on down.
Yeah,
and then I did a dance.
Again.
That's it. Right.
But anyway, it shows that there's a change in climate for music, and Billie Eilish is up top this new sort of era.
Agreed. Mm. Congrats.
Really happy for her, and can't wait to hear that song. You know I'm a Bond aficionado.
Sure.
You guys know
yeah, you
that
know
about
everything
me.
About it.
Yeah, so we will see how that song does. Last song was from Sam Smith, Delightful.
Mm-hmm.
Then before that, Adele. I mean, it's kind of the trifecta of rad.
Yeah. Are you talking about us, the
thing?
Show?
Yeah, no.
Oh,
the last three artists that have been chosen. Speaking of being chosen, could supermodel Gigi Hadid be a juror on the Harvey Weinstein sex assault case in New York City? What? So yesterday, she showed up for jury duty and then had to admit that she had met the defendant, Harvey Weinstein. And they said, do you think you can be a fair and impartial juror in this case? She replied, yes. To which I say, you're better than me. Because I would have said, no, I don't think I can. And the fact that I knew him, I think would have immediately had them know, all right, you're dismissed.
Yeah.
Because it's very hard to get dismissed from a jury.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me. But then she had to admit also to meeting Salma Hayek, who's on the list of potential witnesses. There's 80 names that they went through. So she said, oh, no, I've met her, too. After dozens of jurors were dismissed, Hadid remained behind. She had to fill out a questionnaire. She's returning next week to join other pre-screen panelists, from which 12 jurors and 6 alternates will be selected. I mean, that's a pretty jury she selected.
I was just going to say, do you think it's because she's hot?
You would think that someone saying, I know the defendant would get
should
them.
Should be cause for just immediate
just
dismissal.
Just enough to say, but I think that people have such trouble finding jurors in this day and age that doesn't really happen.
I think it's also possible to have your own opinion and then listen to what's done in court and make up your mind. I think some people can do that.
Yeah. I just think that if I'm the lawyer and I'm picking who I want, I don't want the one who's met the jerk I read.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Yeah.
Jensen, we have something to look forward to.
Okay.
They have named the least happy age to be.
Oh, no.
Dartmouth College researchers compared data from 132 countries and found a U-shaped happiness curve over lifespan.
Okay.
And the lowest point of that happiness curve appeared at what age?
Hmm.
What age do you think you are the most unhappy? This is such a bummer of a story.
Most unhappy? What
I'm going to say 52.
52.
I'm going to say 42.
42.
32.
No, nope, I mean, you had one, yes.
22.
You are just going down
in
I'm
tens. Covering my bases like you do.
That's not bad.
Seems to work.
The least happy age to be 47.2 years old.
Hmm.
Yeah, one reason for that being the low point is that's around when people's aspirations fade as they learn to accept and adapt to their strengths and weaknesses.
That's pretty funny.
The saddest ending of this article ever. That's when, you know,
you just accept failure.
Yeah, their aspirations fade.
Can I tell you a ridiculously funny story about me? Because when I was in high school, I was convinced I was going to play in the NBA.
Sure.
Tried out for college, didn't make it. Went on, got this job, everything else.
Yeah.
Probably 15 years into it, I finally went, you know what? I'm actually not going to be in the NBA. Like, I hadn't thought about it before.
Wow.
It's not like I thought about it the whole time.
You thought maybe radio was just holding you off till you get to the NBA.
Maybe.
Placeholder.
You never know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I couldn't prove.
You still could. I mean,
Jensen,
it's not.
Do,
well,
don't
I'm
do
just
that.
Saying. Like,
don't
he could.
That,
you, and it, you could put your mind to anything and make
don't
it happen.
Do
I don't think so.
Yeah. You're the Paula Abdul of our show right now with that advice. Some birthdays for ya: Carl Weathers, Jason Bateman, Grant Gustin, LL Cool J, Slick Rick, Steven Soderbergh, and one of the greatest guys to ever walk the earth, Mr. Dave Grohl. Happy birthday, and that's what's happening.
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen, LANOC's alternative rock.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You just doing that to mock me?
Go ahead.
Beautiful.
Oh my gosh, Kevin, okay. That wasn't bad.
That's, yeah. That's as good
Kevin?
As I've ever
yeah.
gotten.
There was 20, that's real
there was
good.
15 to 20% whistle.
Come on, man. I mean, I'm usually at 2 or 3%.
Right.
That was actually impressive,
all
Kevin.
Right.
Ellie is here with one last look at
Don't Throw Shade.
Oh, geez, because we just played Shade.
That was the song. We are almost done.
Yep, feels that way.
Sure are.
One segment too late.
Guys, you will return to Netflix for a third season. Any of you watch that?
I don't.
I am still stuck on season 2, but I am going to finish it.
Okay.
But I do know someone who watched all of it in like a day.
Is her name Allie McKay? No, it was me.
Allie McKay and Power 106 Board Off Destiny.
Yeah. When I found out that season 2 was coming out and all my friends talked about how good season 1 was, I'm like, I'm on this, you guys.
I know. It was so good.
I watched both seasons in 2 days.
Do you guys find do you guys find anything problematic with turning a psychopath into a sex symbol?
I mean, get off our necks, Jensen. God.
Sorry to be a buzzkill.
I mean, if you
watch
such
a bummer.
Is he really a psychopath? Yeah. Yeah, he is. But also, I mean, season 1, if you don't want a guy looking in your house and stalking you, throw up some curtains. You know what I'm saying?
I don't mean to victim blame,
100%.
As I was watching it, all I was thinking was, you have a ground floor apartment.
Mm-hmm.
You have no curtains.
Right.
What are you doing? Mm-hmm. That was troubling to me. And I also was thinking, you can't afford this place in New York. This is absurd. I was picking apart everything. But, I mean, he's Dan Humphries, you guys.
Right.
And he's XOXO Gossip Girl. Sure. So I love him to death. But, yeah, season 1, amazing. Season 2, not as amazing, but still really good. Season 3.
We have high hopes.
High hopes. Mm-hmm. Returning in 2021, of course, both Joe Goldberg will be back as well as Love, who I won't give anything away, but we'll see.
Hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Destiny, will you turn on that channel now and just leave it on so that it's there when it comes back?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Because Destiny does not change the channel. If something's on,
it's
she
just
watches
on.
It.
Yeah. I haven't heard because it was on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In 15 years.
No,
yeah.
Since when the 90s.
You used to have to stand up and
really.
Move a dial.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now you just go, change channel.
Destiny wasn't even alive when you had to move a dial.
Yeah.
This is just, it's a weird way
it
to
was
live
on.
Your life,
it
Destiny.
Was on.
But I kind of respect it.
What was it? You watched the dancing dating show? That was what it was?
Flirty Dancing.
Flirty Dancing, right, because it was on.
Have you watched it since then, or has it not been on in your house?
No, it hasn't been on.
Okay. Okay.
I watched about 10 minutes of it because I thought it might be funny to bring in clips, and it's just horrible.
You posted something from The Bachelor last night where a sip of champagne straight from the bottle went very wrong.
Up the nose, all over the face.
It was very
good. She had to spit it out.
Yes.
It was.
And it was coming out her nose. It was pretty sweet.
She is prepared to be a meme for the rest of her life, correct?
She just gets a whole plastic surgery new face now. Right?
I was so disturbed for the champagne. I mean, you wasted a good sip and a half on that.
So they should charge her for that?
Yeah.
For
the she's one wasted? Of the contestants, I'm assuming, and it's The Bachelor. Mm-hmm. Okay. She should win.
One of the women, yes.
She should win. Definitely 100% win, yeah.
Kevin, are you watching that crap?
No. Okay. It was on.
No, man.
I was watching the championship college football game.
Yeah, I was watching football, absolutely. And then all of a sudden, Bachelor showed up.
It got a little dull.
Who changed the channel?
And
on
maybe
me?
I'm recording The Bachelor in case.
Right.
So, yeah, I watched a little of it. And by the way, paid off huge.
It did.
Just with that clip.
That is a great clip.
Well, you could see that clip anywhere online, so you didn't really have to watch it to find it.
Loved it.
All right. Guys, I kind of respect Sia.
Okay.
Because she is shooting her shot. She revealed in a new interview that she hit up her former collaborator Diplo for some casual sex. Here's the quote. Much of our relationship is just being spent trying not to have sex so that we wouldn't ruin our business relationship because he's super duper hot. She said this, by the way, in a recent GQ article. This year, I wrote him a text and I said, hey, listen, you're like one of 5 people that I'm sexually attracted to. And now that I've decided to be single for the rest of my life and I just adopted a son, I don't have time for a relationship. So if you're interested in some no-string sex, then hit me up. What?
And what was the response?
Well, she didn't reveal whether he took her up on the offer, but just that alone.
It's a pretty giving offer.
That is awesome. I mean, shoot your shot in the biggest way.
Yeah.
And any dude, like, what are you? Yeah. Yeah, yes, please.
Hold on. Does she wear the wig? or not?
No, I'm sure she's showing
she
her
doesn't
face.
Wear the wig.
For the record, I just looked her up. This is the first time I'm seeing her without.
She started going without the wig now.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. I just had never seen her. It's the first time.
Really? You'd only seen
her? Well, I kind of remember her old band, the one from the 6 Feet Under ending or whatever. Uh-huh. I remember that a little bit, but I don't remember what she looked like. And now I'm looking, and I wouldn't even recognize her on the street. And I had a situation where she paid for like a dinner of mine or something, and I don't think I even looked at her face. Very weird.
What a dick.
Yeah.
Right?
What an a-hole.
Just people buying me dinner. I won't even look them in the eye. What an a-hole.
I expect someone to buy me dinner.
If somebody buys me dinner, I'm like, of course you did.
No, it was, I've told you this story before.
Yeah, you told us on the day that Sia was found out to have paid off a ton of people's groceries in Palm Springs.
Yeah, just walked in. We knew a mutual friend that was there. That mutual friend said hello. And then when we went to pay, they said they paid. I figured it was the mutual friend. They go, no, the person with her. So just a person that didn't even know us, just knew we knew her friend and paid our dinner. Who does that?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't look at their faces. I'm not sure.
Well, she was insignificant is the end of the story. But I'm saying, beginning, it was very nice of her to do that.
So should Diplo do it?
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, there's no... Yes.
I mean, if some woman says, an attractive woman says, listen, no strings attached. I want nothing from you except every now and then.
Some D.
Come on over. Give me a little D. I don't know many guys that would say, not into it.
Her husband's kind of a good look. I mean, they're broken up
dead?
Now. But they.
Oh, he's hot.
Yeah, right? Good looking guy.
Can I shoot my shot with Sia's ex-husband?
I'm sure.
Okay.
I mean, seems to be available.
Yeah.
I won't look at his face because that's what I'm, you know, not into. What is happening in this
positive.
Segment?
Listen,
I don't know.
I just don't remember what she looked like.
Guys, I feel like this could be a who's the dick. An Iowa yoga instructor pummeled a fellow moviegoer because he used his phone during a showing of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I say, if you pull out your phone in a movie theater,
you deserve
I'm
to be beat
allowed
up.
To pummel you. But also,
I mean,
what kind of yoga
legally.
Instructor are you? That you're that pent up, you're that angry, but I kind of respect it. The film hadn't even begun. Okay, that's questionable.
Well, wait a minute.
Come on.
Okay, listen, I didn't read it.
So you
expect
you should.
Me to read
you're leading
this?
You're leading the jury.
You expect me to read this?
Yes.
All right, you're right. My bad. The film hadn't even begun when they contacted theater staff and demanded they speak to the guy about his phone usage. Okay, so they said, listen, he's using the phone. Keep an eye on
this
him
is during
type
previews?
Sure.
But even previews.
Even previews you don't use.
I don't even think it's allowed during previews because people like previews. It's one of
sure.
the things you
but
see.
But the lights aren't even fully off in the theater.
Still a no.
He did tell the theater staff, take care of it or I will.
Oh, boy.
After the film, he approached the guy and his friend and demanded they apologize for ruining the film for him. While the victim was seated and before he could react, the guy started punching him in the face. I mean, he waited till the movie was over.
That was nice of him. Have you seen fights over texting in theaters?
I mean, I've said things before and I've heard
what do you
other
do?
People
what do you,
say
what is,
things.
What is your method?
It's just like, hey, dude, put it away. Mm-hmm. And by the way, everybody around is sort of on your team, so it's not really a big issue.
When I saw a movie, this was within the last year, my friend and I are sitting there waiting for it to start, and a woman two rows into the right of us was having a conversation with her little ear pod things in, and it was getting heated. And she was so mad at this person. And the movie hadn't started, and I was so involved now. Like, I wanted to know how
it
ended.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, does she leave the movie? She's so mad at this person. She should go handle this. But I enjoyed it because I am nothing if not a nosy, messy bitch.
Sure, but before the movie.
Yeah.
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 That's the key.
Yeah. I've never really
and
had
even
anything
the
during a movie where I've had to say something.
I've had old people fall asleep and snore quite loudly.
Oh, I think sweeties.
Not at that point.
My method is very like, put your phone away, like almost throwing my voice a little.
Because
like,
you're a wuss. You don't want it coming from you.
By the way, you can't throw your voice either.
Oh, yeah. Put your phone away.
I thought it was coming from behind me, but that's obviously way to the left.
No way, that guy.
I'm right next to him.
Right.
Have you never said anything to anyone in a...
Yeah, I have. I said put your phone away. Yeah.
I mean, I think that's okay.
Absolutely. Maybe not pummel the guy afterwards.
Right.
Maybe not.
Do it during the film.
I always feel now as a... Well, now as a parent, I'm always like, oh, man, maybe they're checking in on their babysitter once or twice.
They can stand up and walk out and check in.
I guess. But, I mean, yeah. There is also a difference in someone checking their phone one time in a movie theater, someone basically texting away. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, again, yeah. Honestly, I know. Step up and walk ways. Out. It's not difficult.
No, I agree.
Stay out of everybody's way. That's my policy.
Put your phone away!
Oh, my God. Where did that voice
come from? That came from way over
there.
Who
is that lumberjack? That guy's got to be big as hell. Paul Bunyan's in here. Where's he at?
A lumberjack.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of manly stuff.
Says the soft off winner.
Yeah.
I can't.
It's hard to imagine, you know, with these hands, even sure. Being a different person.
It's true. And why would you want to?
No.
I mean, look, you won me. The soft off.
Yes.
Some birthdays for you. Jason Bateman, Carl Weathers, Slick Rick, LL Cool J, Grant Gustin, Steven Soderbergh, and happy birthday. A special happy birthday to Dave Grohl. We adore you, sir. Have a good one. That's what's happening.
Thanks, LA 5 p.m. commercial. Tomorrow morning, get up on this, which we've moved permanently to Wednesday at 7 o'clock.
I like my new home.
So make a note. If people still make notes.
Make a note of it.
Yeah. You named your kid after a celebrity.
Yes.
Brad Williams.
Brad Williams did
Brad
that.
Williams.
Yes. You're coughing his name, but Brad Williams named his baby after a celebrity.
And more tickets to see Coldplay in the HD Radio Sound Space as well.
Has that been a joke for decades? The coughing?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Someone's name.
And it's poorly done. It's never done right.
No.
But I nailed it.
Yeah,
I'm happy
did.
With it. Mm-hmm.